previously on the Mike Knox Show.
But it does matter. The main event, WrestleMania, that's every wrestler's dream. That's where it starts, right? Even this guy right here wanted to get there. And I asked that question. Here it is, his last match. We're going to talk about him in a second. But coming out, I thought it was him at first in the 80s thing. That's my favorite Sting, is Surfer Sting. I was a cornball in the 80s, y'all. I liked every face. Every face. The first heel I ever liked was the Macho Man Randy Savage and Nikita Koloff. They were my first two heels I ever fell in love with. But I love Surfer Sting. Everybody likes Pro Sting. I wasn't really the biggest red and black Sting fan because I just, at that point, I thought the NWO had kind of ran its course and his mission had changed for me. Again, wrestling a storyline, I didn't like how that came together.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah! Perfect Plex Radio! We about to go live on him. Mike Knox. That's with three X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go! At the money, now you're wrong, what you getting in? Perfect Plex Radio, got him listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, or whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, it's a one-stop shop. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You can call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling, that's enough rapping. Perfect Plex Radio, simply, we about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go!
Welcome, wrestling fans, back to your Monday, back to the Mike Knox Show, back here on Unpopular View Wrestling, the show for the intelligent wrestling fans. People, thank you for joining us as you have continued to do week after week, month after month, year after year, because you are an intelligent wrestling fan. And listen, on today's show, people, let's speak intelligently as we do all the time, right, guys? I mean, let's talk the week in wrestling. Let's talk what everybody wants to talk about. Cody bitch slapping The Rock. He bitch slapped The Rock so bad, now Cody has a t-shirt slapping The Rock. Cody crybabies rejoice all over the world. Your boy is no longer a crybaby baby bitch. But he may have bitch smacked The Rock, but should he have been preparing to bitch slap Seth freaking Rollins? We'll talk about that also today on the Mike Knox Show. Listen, make sure you go follow us, social media all over, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook pages, you name it, Patreon, you name it. You can just follow the Mike Knox Show, or you can follow Talk Perfect Plex, or you can follow The Z Is Silent, or you can follow the Victorious Ones podcast. You can follow Unpopular View Wrestling. Hell, you name it, we got a page. Come share, come follow. And she's talking about, and not just looking at my face. Let's get some credit to my people backstage. They got my man holding me down for almost a decade. King Von 301, King Von Jr. on the Twitter, the Victorious Ones podcast. And my producer now holding me down. And another aspect of things, you already know he is. The Z is silent, but if you know what it is, you know he ain't ever all that quiet. And also, people, while you're there, just thank you. Give yourself a Barry Horowitz, why don't you, for tuning in. I promise you, there'll be no streaking on this program. Sorry, Jonathan Horatio, Rodriguez, Tom Brady, Cena. There'll be no streaking on the Mike Show, Mike Knox Show. You say that shit for the Oscars, hashtag Oscars so white. Now, as we still digress and digress, we shall into this week.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all.
We know that, Michael. Listen, also on the Mike Knox Show today, we're going to talk about Brock Lesnar. Oh, return of the Brock, return of the Brock. But is he back? Just because he's on the main roster page and they put it there? Let's think about it. Let's talk about it. Let's be about it. Comment below. Let me know. And also this Wednesday, oh, business is about to pick up, especially after my man, friend, the program, Evan Max podcast, that to me right now has been the best interview to come out this year. Congrats to my man Evan Mack on that. Like, seriously, on landing she's not Sasha Banks no more, right? Mercedes Moné, right? We got to give him his prop for that because that's a big, that's definitely. Give it up for my man Evan Mack, Kicking Rocks podcast. I mean, we all know that the Mike Knox Show is the better podcast, but hey, who am I to say? But also, as we bring into all that, the week in wrestling and then some, your comments and more, the Hall of Fame, let's talk about it right here, right now, the week in wrestling. Y'all know where it started off at. Where they have to start off at. It has to start off on Monday Night Raw because that's the week in wrestling. But we're going to go through a little bit quick. You know, Cody comes out, got to come out. They're talking all their nonsense that they have been talking for a while. And, you know, they him and Cody come in the ring. I mean, Seth and Cody come in the ring. We need Evan as a guest someday. We'll get him on. If the people want it, the people shall get it. How about that, Jeffrey? Okay, you want me and Evan Mack on the same screen together? I mean, I don't know if our egos can take it, okay? But I do a show with DJ and executive consultant, so we're good, okay? What's up, baby? Looking good in that yellow, girl. And speaking of yellow, we got the big highlighter, Seth freaking Rollins, in the ring, and they're talking about Rock and give him a new nickname, Diarrhea Rock. I mean, I know we shouldn't say certain things in today's world. I know we are past the attitude era, which was not better than a ruthless aggression era. Yeah, Mike Knox said it at Mike Knox. That's three X's. Don't forget why I am hardcore. But also, diarrhea, that's the best thing you could have came up with? I mean, The Rock talks, Orton talks, when Brock Lesnar comes back, they're going to say shit, ass, earmuffs. You say all those kind of things. As long as you say earmuffs, you can say what you want. But no, you come up with diarrhea? Like, come on. Then they shake hands and agree that I got your back, Cody. I got your back. Let's start the show off right. Death to Dirt Sheets and Few. Dave Meltzer. Mike Smith is on a VO artist. That's voiceover artist, people, by the way. Right? The Attitude Era was the best. No, girl, it wasn't. Just because you saw The Rock and you like Steve Blackman and Lita, I get it. But there was an era that came after that that had all those same people minus Steve Blackman, baby. Trust me. Okay. Dr. D, DC the Collector, checking in. Good afternoon, Mike Knox. The fit Seth had on was fire with the belt around the waist. Listen, not my color. How about that? Okay. He looked like a goddamn highlighter. I guarantee you at nighttime, he can go jogging, popcorn, sailing, rowing, and he'll never get lost. Okay. But he agrees. I got your back, Cody. Let's go to SmackDown. And we're making fun of The Rock for having a long-ass promo. And people complaining because people's segments got cut. But damn, they spoke for 25 minutes and didn't say shit. Oh, can I say shit? Because, you know, he, I'm saying diarrhea. That was stupid. Okay. Then, right, and of course, this is my recap, not the full Raw recap for those who are new to the program. So get in where you fit in, which is a lot of places in between. And Dakota Kai, the mouthpiece. I did say mouthpiece there, Dice. Damn, that's 3 points. Come out for the Kabuki Warriors, and they got a match this week now, which is today. After the Mike Knox Show, check out, you know, Raw. And when Raw goes off, check out the Raw Review Show. We got an odd pairing tonight, y'all. Talking about the odd couple. We got Vinny from the AEW show. La Spaza. If you're in Orlando, make sure you get your La Spaza's cheesesteaks, okay? And those who are in Philly, go through us besides Gino and Pat. Trust me. Holler at Mike Knox. I tell you where to get a real good cheesesteak from. Or if you're just going, come hang out with me and my family. I'll let you buy my cheesesteak for giving you the best place to go. Like how it is? All right. So we got to have that match tonight. But here's my weekly, what I'm going to do every single week, Vaughn. Oh, 3 points each. Every week, Vaughn, I'm going to have a Finn Balor segment. This is for people like myself and people like Captain Shay out there who think that Finn Balor just doesn't get enough. Finn's not getting the credit he deserves. And frankly, it's bullshit. I said it. It's bullshit, okay? Finn Balor is that dude so much that his ratings on WTK24 is not that great. But ratings don't matter in that game. You can always up them whenever you're ready to up them. But they win their match against Imperium. And then speaking of Imperium, I had to take this shot right here from off of WWE.com, photo courtesy of them. This is one hell of a photo right here to me. As Gunther took on Dirty Dominic. Yeah, right? As they get prepared, Gunther now prepares for this gauntlet tonight to find out who he takes at WrestleMania. Will Brock come out? That's what everybody thought was going to be in the first place. I don't know. Plans change any day of the week. Now, just hypothetical, people. If Brock Lesnar was to be against Gunther now, how much bitching would we actually get on the internet, y'all? That he took somebody's spot. I'm just curious. I digress. Then we get right here a whole lot of tussling going on. Listen, I like Becky Lynch, okay? But I'm going to continue to say this. Any woman not named Bianca Belair, not named Raquel Rodriguez, not named the Eradicator and your WWE champion right now, they look small in comparison to Nia Jax. Finn Balor is the greatest wrestler in the world. All right, Leon. I see you with your belts on, brother. Okay. Dom got the... He did get lift the F up, yo. He did. But he just helped me in my WWE rise. So, spoiler alert. Okay. I'm going to say it right now. I don't care. Where's my picture at? So you know. I'm going to spoil it for you right now. He came out with a taser for me in a coffin match. That's all I'm going to say, yo. It was pretty damn fire. Okay. Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. That's for you, Jack. Because you said you've been burnt a lot of times on the Sting show. Make sure you guys go back and watch that right there. If you did not catch that right there, look at that artwork. Shout out to the team, Dice Man. That Sting tribute show was fantastico. Or did I say that right? Magnifico. There it is. Show. A little longer than I think. Because I know we have our shows to a certain time. But when you're talking about greatness, you have to give him the time the world deserved. His fire that I thought was given that night. Go back and check out that episode as well. But a whole lot of tussling going on as Nia Jax is making Becky Lynch look like dental floss. I know that because I got dental floss right here. Uh-oh. Executive consultant, you wish you were here. Here go Nia Jax. Here go Becky Lynch. Y'all see that? Oh, snap. What happened to my pen? Yeah, that's anytime somebody goes against Nia Jax. Okay, not named Rhea Thickley, not named Bianca Belair, Cena, and not named Raquel Rodriguez until Lash Legend comes up. Because I think Lash can be in that next generation of great people that can go against in that ring. I like her size, like her look, great things. But this match is going on, and oh, lo and behold, okay, here's my first. I'm not going to walk off. But I'ma say what I gotta say, and I don't care what you say.
Lose it, bite my tongue for no one. No. I put you on blast. So all the news channels, y'all can kiss my ass. Other YouTuber, Google me, turn it up and play it. Hey. Cause many people think it. I just had the balls to say it.
Liv Morgan is over fucking rated. Okay? I don't care. I have never been the biggest Liv Morgan guy. I don't understand. Well, all of a sudden she has to interfere in this. And again, this isn't about Becky Lynch. This isn't about should Becky get it or not. Becky is a proven future Hall of Famer. First ballot even. Okay. I watched the Sing stream. They did a great job. Yes, they did. And she is a future Hall of Famer. Liv Morgan, I don't care about, she took her out, so she should have her match first. Get it, trick. Whoop that trick. It's what Nia's doing anyway. So if anybody should be complaining about not having a rematch, it should be Nia Jax. She had an unfair advantage. She had to travel around the world, first of all, to go play in this woman's home country. Right? Rhea Thickley was used to being up at that time. She was used to kangaroos and all that kind of nasty things like that. Right? Not Nia Jax. She didn't know what's going to happen down there. It's a home field advantage. No. Put her in her quasi home field advantage in Philadelphia because, you know, the family's from like up in PA, right? So, boom. Liv Morgan, y'all, I'm sorry. I get she's a pretty face, right? I get some of you guys are not used to having pretty faces, right? There's a song, I'm an ass man. You know what Mike Knox is? Mike Knox is a face man, okay? I don't give a damn what y'all say. Oh, you don't hit it in the dark. You can't see it in the dark. Why can't you? Are you blind? Are your eyes closed? Why can't you see her in the dark? Is it pitch black? So you tell me you don't have no stereo sound on with the light. You ain't got no kind of ambiance going on in the room. No, you see her face in the light and the dark. I'm a face man. So I get you liking Liv Morgan because her face is all that. Okay? But she does not deserve to be here. I do not understand the power that she has been given by you fans. Oh, I know what it is. Damn it. Maybe you guys feel about her the same way I feel about Sami Zayn. Is that fair enough to say?
Can I be the intelligent wrestling fan and have some compassion for your understanding, right? Because I love me some Sami Zayn. Pause. Okay? All right? But I know a lot of people don't get them, don't understand it. When Liv says, watch me, I would rather watch Rhea break. All of the above. All right? She's just not very good. I agree with you. I've seen worse. Don't get me wrong. Okay? And y'all know where I'm going with this, so I know Dice might pop on in a second when I say this shit. Okay? She ain't Carmella. Mella is money. I've never seen my daughter. That's all I got, people. Right? And I get, right? Like the army. The army brainwashes you. Okay? The service brainwash. So, is it safe to say that Mike Knox may have unintentionally brainwashed his kids? Probably, right? Case in point, I'm watching Duke and North Carolina on Saturday, right? I'm in my room. My daughter says, oh, we're going for the blue. I said, not that blue. She said, oh, yeah, North Carolina blue. I said, only blue that matters. All of a sudden, she said, every time you clap her, boo, I'm going to do it. She's way in her damn room somewhere. That's why she's the main event in my right hand, okay? I'm booing that dude, Duke. Everything but the F you came out of her mouth. Okay, that's a fan. So maybe I'm brain, but my daughter never says, oh, Dad, I like Liv Morgan. Oh, Dad, I get she liked Alexa Bliss, right? Never a Liv Morgan girl. So I don't get the infatuation, if you will, so to speak, with Liv Morgan. But she interferes in the match. She ended up interfering in it, first of all, storyline-wise. Okay, but this is all that matters on Raw, right? Was this man right here. He should have won an Oscar talking about Jey Uso. But Jimmy Uso, he got his Emmy. Okay, you know why I can say that, y'all? Because technically, Raw won an Emmy Award, right? And SmackDown won an Emmy Award. So technically, y'all say Oscar-worthy main event Jey Uso, the second most over wrestler in wrestling today, but his big brother came out. No! Yeet! I love this storyline. I cannot wait. I cannot wait, y'all, because I don't care if it opens up Mania. I don't care where it is at Mania. I just want it at Mania. And I hope I get to see it, because tribal combat should be this right here. Liv is all right, but nah. Bianca, Jay, Naomi, the end. Agree, right? Jay versus Jimmy. Blood versus blood. I've been trying to build for blood versus blood for, I don't know, 4 damn years. But they keep leaving me out in the cold. We going to get it this year, and I can't wait. Listen, tune in where you fit in, because that's gonna be the match right there. But no, Claymore kick to the J, Claymore kick to the high human highlighter, because he stuck his nose in because it didn't belong to him. You're a winner at this Monday Night Raw, and you're a winner on Raw at WrestleMania, right there. Big Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, y'all. There it is. That's your Raw recap. Now, SmackDown, what time is it? I take a little break. Let me go a little bit into this segment first, then I take that break. And thank you for the moments. Thank you for them. I go a little bit into the SmackDown. I appreciate it. I even see that. I just knew it was time. So thank you. That's what we connect in there. No, right there. Right there, team. Let's go. But right here, is there anything else to talk about on SmackDown besides? Oh, yeah. The real mega star. Yeah! Logan Paul lands the biggest deal in promotion or whatever kind of history you want to call it, with the Prime logo going to be in the middle of the ring for every single match after WrestleMania, starting at WrestleMania, moving forth in wrestling fans. Oh, my God. Boy, you guys like to do nothing but what you like to do best, and that's bitch and complain on the god darn internet, okay, because that's what y'all do.
You know what I'm going to do about it? You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna tweet my displeasure. That's right. I'm gonna jump on social media and I'm gonna tweet about it until my fingers bleed.
Cody crybabies. There you go. Right? But that happened. But I think that's stupid looking. Okay, I can't lie about it. It is stupid looking. But I'm going to come back later and tell y'all why it's not that big of a deal. Okay? Orton in the ring gets KSI. I can't stand that guy. I'm glad he got him. But right here, this is where I thought
why SmackDown wasn't that good, right? Because they built this one-on-one match to happen between the Almighty. If anybody again should be complaining and bitching about not having a match right now for somebody worth anything, it's this man. He's been dirty twice. He was hurt last year. Give him more justice in this. Couldn't read that comment. Put it back up. I missed it. Z, did they pass the Slim Jim's sponsorship? Oh, did he pass the Slim? I think he did. I think he did from what I read on their website. On WWE.com, it says that. But, you know, they can be, you know, sicing things. But then you get Karrion Kross getting his hand kissed by Charlotte. But then they have to cheat to come out here. And then, is it me? Is Montez Ford losing muscle mass? He looked super ass skinny on Friday Night SmackDown, okay? But Street Profits, this whole thing is just, what are y'all doing with this? Then Tiffy time. What else are they talking about on SmackDown? Tiffy time. All right, Jeffrey, you're right, man. And it's just because I... I got a big ego. I had a hard time admitting it. That moveset is one of the aggressive business right now, brother. Absolutely. Still, SmackDown is a better show than Raw. They have they have kills on the roster. It is a better show, but I don't think it was a better show this week. The Rock stole Lashley's lightning and his entrance. I'll get to that in a second as well. Boy, Okay? Because y'all know right here.
Girl,
What?
Bianca Belair turning heel again. I swear, I don't know where y'all get this shit from. I just don't know. Do y'all literally do dirt sheets, literally just wake up in the morning? No, that's too good for you, right? You're up at 2:30 in the morning when Dice is up playing the game, by the way. But at 2:30 in the morning, you're waking up and you're saying to yourself, ooh, what bullshit can I write about today? And again, one time, DJ points out to me, he says, well, you know, it says hypothetical. That's about 10% of their articles. If they all said, well, we think this, I wouldn't hate you, dirt sheets. I wouldn't hate you. But y'all don't do that shit. Y'all come out and say, heel turn coming soon for Bianca Belair. But I was accused of clickbait one week? Are you serious, bro? I've been watching the Jersey Shore Flame Reunion, bro. Okay, shout out to the situation. Side story on that one. But no, bro. Okay. Fist bump, push up, chapsticks. And I'm getting a grenade whistle on y'all damn asses because y'all full of shit with the shit y'all come out with. Bianca's not turning heel. This is her trying to get Naomi to understand why she should be feeling bad for Bayley. And for what it's worth, Pamela Martinez shouldn't have anybody feeling bad for because she treated this roster like shit for the last 1.5-3 years. Tiffy's moonsault ain't better than Charlotte Flair. Got a nice curl. Tiffy is straight ass bored like her ass. Laughing my ass off. And damn it, Dice. You know this is why certain people come to the program. So, okay.
Charlotte Flair is the greatest women's wrestler of all time.
Tell me when I'm telling lies.
That's all I know. Okay. What was that last comment? Who got acknowledged? I know, Mike. It's Mike. Hey, let's go, buddy. Appreciate that. There's it. I told you. Somebody's waiting on it. All right. Grand Body P. Live in the UK, baby. Real hip hop. Man, they trying to throw 50 sit up in there, y'all. I saw that today. Hey, they trying to say 50 been down with Diddy since he called him a fruit pop. But. Bianca Belair turning heel. You guys really got to stop that. And this is where I'm going to take my break at right here as we get to the best part of the show, which is your Tribal Chiefs. Is where I hear acknowledging people. I'm going to acknowledge you, the fans, to give myself a break and get y'all some other segments on this program, y'all. We'll be right back here on the Mike Knox Show. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Just go ahead and tell a friend that we're back. We'll be right back, y'all.
The following announcement has been paid for by the New World Order.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Almighty Dice Man, aka the Z Aside, and I'm back. What I like to call two words for you, or two sweet. Let's jump right into it. Ryback says Caitlyn left WWE over 10 years ago because of Triple H. Come on now, let's pump the brakes. Anything that Ryback says about WWE, we're not believing anything. Hashtag good dog damn. We don't give a fuck about no damn Ryback. Two words for you. You already know the rest. Now, on the too sweet side of things, The Rock is set to wrestle more than just WrestleMania 40 this year. I'm going to believe that, and I'm going to say that's too sweet because we're seeing it right in front of our eyes every week on SmackDown. Good job with that, Dirt Sheets. Now, moving on to two words for you. Mercedes Moné says, and I quote, I handled walking out of WWE like a CEO. A CEO? Two words, Mercedes. You're not bigger than any company that you're signing with. You need to stop that right now. That's two words. Now, too sweet. Seth Rollins is back in the ring at a WWE live event. It looks like his knee is healed enough. I don't know, but it looks like we're getting Seth Rollins in some practice matches on the live event. So, too sweet that. We like that. That's good for professional wrestling. Now, two words for you. Sheamus is AEW bound after deleting his Twitter account. Don't y'all realize it's the internet? Sometimes people get tired of it. So just because the man deactivated his Twitter, he's all of a sudden going to AEW. Why not just change his name? What? Come on now. Like, two words for you. Y'all already know. Now, two sweet side of things. Vince McMahon's still making money with TKO. That man just sold a bunch load of shares. And he made a whole lot of... It's a whole lot of money. Whole lot of money. It's too sweet. That. Shout out to Vince McMahon who's still getting that money. But them allegations still make you a fuckboy, Vince. Now, last side of the two words for you. Paul White says AEW transition was the greatest thing to happen to him. You were part of the NWO. You were hailed as the son of Andre the Giant. You held multiple world championships. But going to AEW, where you're barely used, is the greatest thing to happen to you. Paul White, two words for you. You know the rest. Now, moving on to the last thing for Too Sweet. Tama Tonga will debut. Maybe at Mania, but eventually he's going to join that bloodline and that stipulation against the bloodline. If Cody wins at Mania, he's going to appear. He's going to appear. He's going to be the new member of the Bloodline. You heard it first here from the Almighty Dice Man. Now, that's my time, y'all. Everybody, make sure you get on the train with me and say, fuck Dave Meltzer. You know what I'm talking about? I'll catch y'all next week. Now, respect.
Yo, it's crime time.
E-S-T.
Soul Man, Rocky Johnson. It's the Honky Tonk Man. N-W-O. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Von.
And everybody, of course, good afternoon. This is King Von Jr., the Big Sports Ones podcast and Perfect Flex Talk Radio, here to give you The Week in Wrestling History. On March 11, 1993, at House Show in London, England, Sting defeated Big Van Vader to win the WCW World Heavyweight Championship. On the same date, former WWF superstar Dino Bravo was brutally murdered in his Quebec home at the age of 44. Bravo was shot 17 times due to issues with organized crime, and the case was never officially solved, so it's been a cold case ever since. In 2002, on an episode of Raw, NWO defeated Stone Cold and The Rock in a handicap match. This would be the only time that Hogan, HH, and Stone Cold were in the same match in the WWE ring. And on the same day in 2019, Bobby Lashley defeated Finn Balor in the Intercontinental Championship at Raw from Pittsburgh. In the main event, Drew McIntyre defeated Dean Ambrose as part of the buildup for his WrestleMania match with Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 35. March 12, 2016, Triple H retained the WWE Championship against Dean Ambrose at WWE Roadblock in Toronto. And on March 13, 2004, WWE held the first Hall of Fame ceremony since 1996 at the Hilton Hotel in New York City the night before WrestleMania 20. The class included Bobby the Brain Heenan, Jesse the Body Ventura, Big John Studd, Don Morocco, Harley Race, Tito Santana, Superstar Billy Graham, Junkyard Dog, Sergeant Slaughter, Greg Valentine, and Pete Rose, who's a celebrity inductee. March 14th, WrestleMania 20 takes place. March 15th, 1997, ECW Hostile Showdown held in Philadelphia as the Dudley Boys defeated the Eliminators to become the ECW Tag Team Champions for the first time. In 1998, WCW Uncensored took place in Mobile, Alabama. Main event, Hollywood Hogan defeated Randy Savage. So in the main event, Hollywood Hogan faced Randy Savage in a steel cage match. Match ends when the Disciple makes way to the case of Hogan. Then Sting comes down from the rafters to help Savage. And so, however, Savage attacks Sting and exits the cage. The official result was no contest. No birthdays. March 12th, Mae Young would turn 101. March 13th, McGillicuddy turns 55. March 14th, Shotzi turns 32, Santino turns 50, Adam Bomb Adam Bomb turns 60 on March 15th, and MJF turns 28, and Iron Sheik would have turned 81. And that's your week in wrestling history. Mike Knox, back to you.
Yo, 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 it's crime time.
EST.
Soul Man, Rocky Johnson. It's the Honky Tonk Man. NWO. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Von.
Hey, check it out, y'all. Two birds and two sweets. DJ, you was insane. And Von always dropping the knowledge. But Hall of Fame, y'all. Got to do it every week now, right? They've had another last 2 weeks, and I got kind of spoke about it. But Muhammad Ali's going in. I feel like this little Hall of Fame's a little pushed a little bit, a little forced. I get U.S. Express a little bit with Bray Wyatt's unfortunate passing with his father and his uncle right there. Everybody knows I'm a huge Barry Windham mark. He's in my favorite top 25 of all time. I'm a huge Barry Windham fan, and I used to love Mike Rotunda when he was part of the Varsity Club. And, of course, headlined by one Paul Heyman, Paulie Dangerously, everyone, you know, he's going to bring that up probably more than anything. But right here, Ali should have been in it 3 years ago, but whatever, I guess. It's all about timing. Overdue, kind of not impressed so far with the selections. Yeah, it's nothing to be really impressed about. I mean, what's her name? Went in. I can't remember pronounce her name. Oh, Boca Kana, whatever her name is. When she, you know, she beat back in the day when she beat Alundra Blaze and Cindy Lauper in that era from the New Japan world. Thank you, Bull and Kana. They always say that WWE never had New Japan ties. Well, I'm sorry, what's that? I never understood that logic. But right here, SmackDown, we are back. The man that puts the food on the table. And the man that can take it off the table, people. Your tribal chief, Roman Reigns, is coming to the ring. The bloodline. The crowd is hype. They were just being massively booed a week ago. And now they're getting massively cheered a week later. But then, y'all, the great one graced us with his presence. Did y'all see the entrance? Did y'all see the intro from The Rock? Did y'all see it? It was electrifying. It was the most electrifying entrance I've seen in wrestling in quite some time. The Rock gave you all what you needed to see, that he was back. And yes, damn it, he wore the belt buckle. So here's my problem, y'all. I know I promised that I'd probably wear a belt buckle at WrestleMania, but it's going to be cold in Philly. Some friends of mine, I'm not going to say their names, they're actually backing out because it's going to be cold. Would you go see a football game in the cold? Would you go try to get some punani in the cold? I mean, nothing a Coke couldn't handle. You know, jacket, all that above stuff. But The Rock comes out being all rocky. Look at the crowd going all crazy because that's what they do for the great one. The most electrifying man in all of entertainment who can take long if he wants to. So what? Oh, look, y'all see the camera crew turn The Rock to wrap it up? Y'all think The Rock cares about wrapping it up? Well, yeah, he should, right? But you think he actually cares about hurrying up off the show? It's his show. He is your boss, okay? He's telling all y'all that, right? But acknowledge us. I like that. Roman said that to me. He said, acknowledge me. He said, acknowledge us. Damn, Jimmy and Jay must feel like shit, right? Because they've been trying to say that wasn't that their whole thing, like acknowledge us all, you know, Roman? It take Dwayne to come for you, finally have some respect for the rest of us around here. That's crazy. Then Cody Rhodes comes out. They're coming through the crowd. Do y'all not understand the seeds that are planted right here in this motherfucking picture, y'all? Follow the facts. That's F-A-X-X-X. Like going around the blocks. X-X-X with Mike Knox. X-X-X. Should W switch Rock to Hollywood Rock theme? I wish they would. I had such a great, it had such a great entrance. Leave it how it is. Leave it how it is. Segregate the Rock, the electrifying lightning. Listen, right here, y'all, is how you know who's going to win. I'm sorry, Cody Crybabies. Your boy is losing at WrestleMania. He is losing at WrestleMania. Entrance was fire, but definitely killed off Lashley. Yeah, they just told Bobby he couldn't do that shit no more. But oh, look at this. He coming through the crowd like the Shield came through the crowd. I'm going to be a shield around you, Cody. This ain't mine. This is Nietzsche's. And y'all know me. If I come up with it, I tell you, that shit was mine. Cody Rhodes fan, day two. Shout out to the Fire and Ice podcast, my main Phil, and the Bulls, booming them, holding it down over there. This is Phil. He was a Cody Rhodes day one guy. I was about 6 months later, so I'll say day two. But as I'm going to my doc's appointment, they could upstage The Rock, so going through the crowd made sense. Hey! Tomato, tomato. So are you going to say Seth is turning? What the fuck else you think I'm saying, Jason Michael Campbell? That's exactly what the fuck Mike Knox is saying. Write it down. Take a picture. If I'm wrong, especially someone like you, Jason, you share a lot of dirt cheap shit. So you can share this from Mike Knox. Yes, Seth is turning on Cody. It's written all over your face. Hey, you don't have to say a word. You don't have to say a word. You don't have to say a word. Listen, Seth Rollins, first of all, let's get to the ring. Rock is talking, Rock is talking, Rock is talking. Seth, shut up! I'm tired of your shit, man! Tired of it! We accept! Did y'all not see Cody's face? Go back and watch it. I watched it multiple times from different angles. Pause. Okay, shout out to YouTubers who were there, right? Cody, and I saw it on TV. Cody's face was like, what the fuck are you talking about, right? And then Roman comes on and says, you gonna listen to this guy? This guy don't even dress like a man. You gonna listen to him? Oh, no wonder you're stupid. But since you're gonna be stupid, that's my favorite Roman line, right? But he called him an idiot this time, right? He says, if you lose, you don't get another shot. There is no more shots for you. You're done. Back to the back of the line. Cody's face still looked. Seth had his I am not a nugget moment. That was. I was definitely thinking that same thing. I am not a nugget. Yeah, you are, Seth. You are. When it comes to The Rock, you're less than a nugget. Okay? I'm just saying. Even if you're going to play in Captain America, it doesn't matter. Okay? Did you see Cody's face, right? All the sun. What did I say? Y'all make me put my damn glasses on today. I said that before as well. He's mad because he didn't choose. Yes, he did not choose him. Seth wouldn't. Should have been me, but Rock dropped. Yes, as night one, it's set up perfectly. And see, great wrestling minds think alike. Thanks for listening to and being a part of the show for the intelligent wrestling fan. Okay, because these consultants drive me to my doctor's appointment. My car is down, so y'all do all that stuff for people y'all don't know. Y'all know me; I've been around for a long time. Please donate, brother. I need some car problems fixed around here, people. Okay, y'all can Patreon me, y'all can cash me. So anyway, another consultant had to drive an hour to come pick me up because he's a great friend, and we're talking in the car because we do a lot when we're talking wrestling or talk wrestling a lot in the car. And lo and behold, I'm like, damn, that makes sense. And now. Now, the DC the Collector, it's listen, it's going to happen. Cody's going to turn on Seth. And then The Rock does what you should not ever tell somebody unless you hate him. Okay? Isn't it true? You're the youngest by 20 years. You know why? Because you was a mistake. Oh, slap across the face. What the five fingers say to the hand? Slap or some shit. Seth is also obsessed with breaking Roman streak. Yes, that too. But bam, t-shirts are made. Roman's in the back laughing because he caught him. He said, you are a mistake. And then, holy moly, Cody crybabies. Redemption. Redemption was set for you right there. Slapped in the face. And the show goes off that way. And the shocking part about the show going off that way, everybody was mad the show went off that way. Everybody I know had to rush WWE.com, Twitter, something. It was nothing. Nothing actually happened after that segment. So if you did not go look and search for it, you should have known by now because your dirt sheets would have been right about that part, right? Because that's not a dirt sheet. That's actually reporting actual factual shit, okay? Nothing happened. Went off that way. See you maybe tonight, maybe on Monday. But your thoughts on that, because Roman, night one, because I thought that's why I don't think your theory, Dice, when you had your two words or two sweets, I don't think that when you say the bloodline's not there to help, I think Seth is the one. I think it's a little obvious for wrestling fans to jump to that conclusion, which rightfully so, of him being there, him being signed, that whole kind of thing. It makes sense. And that still could still happen, in all fairness, even with Seth, right? Because Seth could interfere. He kicks out, right? Not enough. Roman's mad. Damn it. Then comes out Lil Cuz, and it helps him finish the job off, right? Because no bloodline members are allowed, right? So, but comment below. Let me know what you guys think about that. A little bit of time left in the show. I'm going to get to your comments really thick and heavy momentarily. But this one is just a pet peeve I want to talk about. Because Logan Paul, you're real megastar. Yeah! Not LA Knight. Yeah! Just said not LA Knight. Yeah! I said not LA Knight. Yeah! Logan Paul is a real megastar. He knows. Yeah! He told you. Now, he comes out and they got this deal that has set the world ablaze, right? WWE and Prime Hydra strikes a record-setting global partnership featuring first ever ring mat branding. And man, oh man, oh man, did people say that's stupid. Could you imagine if they'd have had Brand during the Hell in a Cell match with Undertaker and Mankind, or Undertaker and Shawn Michaels? Dice back there drinking Prime now, right? Then we got Baldhead Guy versus the Great One. Would that be in there? Would that mess up the match? Would that screw the match up for you? I mean, damn, I love you, Rick, but I got to kick your head off. Shawn Michaels against Rick. Does that ruin the match? I mean, damn it, Roman. In the Thunderdome era, with all you've been thinking about was Prime, maybe at this very moment, they're all thirsty. What? You're sitting there thinking to yourself, shit, I don't want no water. It's always water out here. What can hydrate me better after this grueling match? Oh, yeah, some Prime. What's wrong with that? Here's the problem. Oh, Cody Rhodes. Now, that one's funny, though. Okay. First of all, I always thought Cody, this is his Muslim moment. As he's got down, he's praying to Allah, but he's kissing the Prime bottle. I love it. Okay. But then think about it, people. It's been around UFC from the beginning. UFC has always had sponsors in the ring. Floyd Mayweather whipping whoever's ass he faced because he's undefeated. Okay. Now, Floyd Mayweather came out of retirement and fought Jake Paul. Jake Paul would lose. Okay, so I'm going to say about that because I want everybody to kind of come at my head here now, people. I love Mike Tyson, and Mike Tyson has to beat that boy not just for himself, but for the motherfucking culture. Okay, Mike Tyson cannot lose to Jake Paul. But he is. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't see Tyson taking that, and I take bets on that as well. Hashtag bet that. Okay, but damn, look at that. In the NBA, there's advertisement now on the jerseys everywhere. Shit, NASCAR has been promoting Spam and cigarettes and beer my entire life. So we're going to really get mad? This man just struck a deal with WWE to put a logo in it? How about other people should be mad it wasn't them first? I'm not hating on that man's bag. I mean, I wish I had his bag. You know, I could definitely use it. You know, he can keep the private jets and shits. You know what I'm saying? I just want the house and the cars. Because I could sell them and get more land because Kevin Spacey's Lex Luger told Luthor, told you in Return of Superman, what's the one thing they're not making anymore that God's not creating? Land. If you own it, you own the world. Okay? So, hey, cannot hate on that man for doing that. But people, before I get into big business coming this Wednesday, Brock freaking Lesnar is back. And free. See? Clearly he was cleared from hanging out with all the hussies, right? Clearly he was probably cleared or found maybe not admissible in court from maybe having a good time with the homie. Just get your dance on every time you hear it. Go ahead, Kyle Norton Jr. All right, second bait. But we'll be right back, y'all. We got many shows here on Unpopular View Wrestling, Unpopular View Entertainment. We're just all over the place. But make sure you come back and check out our tribute to the Oscars. We're doing Oscar award-winning movies on Unpopular View Entertainment. Tomorrow, we continue with a great one from Darth Vader and Diane Carroll.
Wait a minute. It's 139 Edgecombe Avenue. My name is Claudine Price.
Rupert P. Marshall, 7 o'clock.
Hello. Miss Claudine Price leaving?
Yeah.
Six kids in four rooms.
36 and it ain't old.
It's too old to be messing
around. 20th Century Fox.
My brother. I don't have a brother.
Of course, I'm an excellent driver.
You know how to drive?
Yeah.
Right, man. You never touch the steering wheel when I'm driving. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
Of course, I don't have my underwear.
What?
I like having you for my brother.
I'm an excellent driver.
And all the shows here on Unpopular View, listen, there's a Marvel Cinematic Universe, there's a DCE Universe, which, by the way, I finally finished after five attempts. It's weird how it took that long, but I did finally finish Aquaman. That's not a bad film, yo. Like, Aquaman is a very entertaining film, but it's so clearly that DC just was stupid in their building of their universe, trying to just really copy Marvel step by step by step. Aquaman was never a funny character, and for them to try to copy Thor when people would even have it, Thor went to a comic review kind of thing, was kind of bad. I did not like that. I really would love to see Brock versus Gunther at Mania, and that's where I'm going. Brock Lesnar in Philadelphia, I said it earlier in the program, now that he's back on the roster, does that implement him in getting into WrestleMania, right? Did they have to let him in WrestleMania? Did they had already spent too much money? Was he already paid for and had the, and they had the, what they call recoup their investment? They ex-Brock out the game for nothing. Well, I don't know if you're sitting there, you know, getting your ditty on and you doing things you ain't got no business doing.
Boots and hoes, boots and hoes. I gotta have me my boots and hoes.
So if you did all that stuff, if Brock is coming back, he got a fat pay for his new deal. That's my point too. That's my point, right? So they had to pay for him. So it's that start tonight, right? Let's start. Where did they go with this? Where did they go with this? Can we get Brock Lesnar back? Is he back tonight? Is he back next week? There's still roughly, what, five more Raws and SmackDowns? It's 27 days today from that Friday night SmackDown of Hall of Fame. Do the math. What's that, Vaughn? Three or four weeks. Four more weeks before the next Raw and SmackDown. So anything can happen. I've said plenty of times before, all you need is about 30 days to set up a WrestleMania match. That's really all you need. Especially when you have somebody of the caliber, of the respect of one Brock Lesnar, who y'all best know for. They had to bring him back. Y'all do know that, right? Because he was involved in too much history, right? If HH could come back, then anybody could. You know, and he's still erased in my mind. Okay, he'll never be part of that picture. NWO, who left NWO? I don't know. That's just that guy, right? The missing in action guy. But Brock Lesnar's too much part of the history. He defeated Undertaker Shriek, right? So all kind of things are going to happen there. So looking forward to that as well, to see what happens with that, guys. Not sure, but Gunther is boring. Need a new champ. Shouldn't have beaten Honky Tonk Man and Macho Man's record. A lot of people say that. I don't think he's boring necessarily. I just think it's run its course, and that's fresh coming from me because I'm still intrigued and still am enamored by everything that Roman Reigns does. And I am, and one of my best friends cannot stand his title run. Like, you know, they put out the things all the time about how many less matches he had and versus this champion, that champion. And I still go, and? You know what I mean? Because that's not his fault. And if, it, you know, again, man, and? It doesn't seem to bother me, but it does seem to bother other people. So I get your gripe there. But big business. AEW is this Wednesday, right? This Wednesday is big business. And Okada signed last week, right? Well, he's already signed, but Okada shows up last week. to join the elite. They fire Kenny Omega from the elite. Okay. What the hell? Who? I like the Bucks of Youth. Okay. I do. I like their new gimmick. I am here. This pairing is weird to me. And you're going to bring my man Pac back and my boy, the real chairman of AEW. You know what I mean? Penta. And then this joke of a wrestler, Eddie Kingston, this guy. You're going to bring my man packing them back just to get their ass whipped against the elite? Come on, man. Come on, man. Then we get this match, which I thought last week was a great promo between the two. Darby Allin versus Jay White. I'm here for this. Cannot wait to see it. It's big business happening. Then we get Tony wasn't wasting money overpaid for Okada. Yeah, he do be wasting money, but he knows that. If I can save him a lot of money. Just come hire Mike Knox. Tony? Yes. Me. Over here. Woo-hoo. All right. Warlow versus Samoa Joe. Damn. Warlow, you lose again. Okay? And big business. And then the thing that everybody want to talk about, right? Look at Big Business's logo. Right? Like, Tony Khan, damn, brother. Can you stop with the booger sugar? I heard there's some good things about it. Cocaine, hell of a drug. That's what they say, right? They say that. Yes, Tony, you know it. Okay? So, who you think you fooling?
I want you to fire me, you fucking Mark!
And that's okay, Tony. If I had your bank account and I was the biggest Mark of the WWE ever, you have the right to do what you want to do. I really don't hate on you for it. Truth be told, your product's just not for me all the time. Your secrets are never secrets. Yeah, poor Warlow. Your secrets are never secrets. Knox and Cameron, listen, gets my vote. Thank you. I could definitely out-talk Excalibur. Look at her color scheme. It's so obvious. It's like the biggest. Damn it. That Friday night. Was CM Punk going to show up? Yes. Did I still pop like a little baby? Yes. I don't think I'm going to be popping for Mercedes Moné. And two words or two sweets. Sometimes he gets on my fucking nerves, y'all. I'm just going to be honest with you. He gets on my nerves because and a lot of times we think exactly alike, which is probably why we bicker all the time, like fucking the odd couple. But I sit here and I look at things that are right before you, and I go, Sasha Banks in that interview said that she walked out like a CEO. And I'm going to say it until everybody who hasn't heard me say it. And if you heard me say it, I'm going to say it again. Fuck Stone Cold. Fuck Brock Lesnar. Fuck Naomi and Sasha Banks. Fuck any other guy you can insert that walked out of the company. Because when you're walking out of the company on a live event, the day of a live event where people like myself and millions around the world who have paid to see you, that's not professional. You could have walked out after the show. You could have done a lot of other things to handle your business than doing it that way. Now, I'm glad you're back in wrestling. I read they said your injury was going to be a career-ending kind of an injury, and it wasn't. You're coming back. But I just pray and hope this ain't another Soraya situation, right? I really do. She says that she thanks the WWE. She was in these fake tears on my man Evan Mack's podcast, Kick Rock's podcast, at these fake tears that was going on. They made me who I am. And without them, I couldn't be the boss that I am. And I'll be back one day. Then why the fuck you ain't back now? Because as I told my beautiful children, tomorrow's not promised to you. Okay, I don't care if you're religious or not. That's a true statement. Okay, tomorrow is not promised to you. There's no guarantee you'll be back. What if you get in your first match and you step out there and you do a CM Punk and your knee just goes down? Click, click, boom, literally. Right? You take advantage of what you can. And I get it. It's about the bag. Is it about the bag or is it about the principle? And can someone please at KME? Can someone please at Christopher Epps? Can someone at any AEW person who thinks that Mike Knox just hates on AEW? Because I don't. I've been this way since the day I was born, and that's a straight shooter. Okay? I'm never going to change who I am as a person when it comes to my opinion. Okay? That doesn't get swayed because I like one promotion more than the other promotion. As Dice said to me once, damn, you got a lot of points today. Said to me one time before, I'm sorry, I've watched them for 40 fucking years. But that don't mean I didn't watch UWF. I used to love UWF with The Missing Link. And that's where Cactus Jack and Ultimate Word and Mandingo Sting, all those guys came from. Kevin Sullivan when he was back then. Hot Stuff, Eddie Gilbert. Don't come to me about other promotions and other federations, okay? You think Sasha Banks, I don't know who Sasha Banks is, Charmaine, but hey, is going to come back and help Bayley. No, she's going to be Charmaine at Big Business. She is signed to AEW. If she's not signed to AEW, then I will go streaking up to the quad to the gymnasium. And come on, bring a little green hat too. That's why I call CM Punk a sellout, but at least he apologized that he came back. That's something The Rock never did. See, two different things there, Jason Michael Campbell. Rock said he did apologize in the feud with Cena 2012, but I was going to say even if he didn't do it, Rock never left, though. There's a difference. CM Punk took his ball and ran and then badmouthed the company. The Rock has never badmouthed the company, and he's always kept in contact with them. You go back to, I think that was Vaughn's WrestleMania in Texas with the flamethrower. The Rock has always still been there since Creepy Man is gone. Why won't Sasha come back? That's my point as well, because he was gone when she still had a chance to sign. Okay? And so CM Punk did leave and did us wrong, and you're right. I started calling him Phil from that point. I pointed out the fact that he's not from Chicago. I think it's really funny. Because if you play WWE 2K24, Dice, and those who have the game, haven't I always said Rosemont is not in Chicago? And actually on the game, they say Coney Graves says Rosemont, Illinois. And that's where CM Punk is from. So his whole name is not even his real name. Chicago, because that's like saying, for those who are in wherever you're from, right? So that's like saying, for you, Dice, you're from Delaware. That's like saying, I'm from Philly. You hate that, right? People say, I'm from Philly. Negro, you're from Delaware, right? I'm from PG County. But no, Negro, you're from D.C. There's a difference. You're from Chester, PA. No, I'm from Philly. No. Right? So it was different for him. Stone Cold walked out too and apologized and came back. My thing is, I don't care who you are. You should be, Sasha is bland, in my opinion. I think she's stale. I think she's completely cooled off. And I don't think AEW can help her. Again, they're going to give her, because that's AEW's fan base. They want it. They need it. They have to make them feel themselves feel like, I don't hate WWE. Shh. Fuck them. Shh. Yo, did she watch WrestleMania? But they're watching it. But they're mad at them. I told you, I get it. I walked away for almost a year. I walked away. I no longer love the WWE. I'm deeply in like with them. But I don't love them like I used to. They hurt my feelings way too many times. And I changed my tune on them with a lot of things. But big old creepy man, as this was posted, is gone now, right? But history that still speaks for itself. Sasha Banks, Mercedes Moné, will be in AEW Big Business. And when she shows up, will it be a big deal? I don't think so. I do not think. It's going to be big because it's her and she's there. Then what? My man Phil Tenney said, after Roman loses when Roman loses the title, I want to see champions. What are you without the title? I say, oh, very good question. If Roman loses, right? I don't know he's going to win for sure against Cody. I just predict that Cody's going to lose and Roman's going to keep the title, right? Those are the signs that I follow that have been pointed out for me that I, you know, going down that down around the blocks of Mike Knox that I've been following, okay? I don't know, but if he loses, what's next for the bloodline, right? Sasha Banks, you came back to stardom. And you didn't do a big thing there. You came out there, you got hurt. And when you showed up, it wasn't that big of a deal, at least to me, right? I wish you well, my sister. I really do. Got the bag, you get the bag. But is it about the bag or is it about the legacy? And I've always said this. Who am I to answer that question? Because for me, it's easy for me to say the legacy. It's easy for me to say that. I don't have the bag. I didn't have the bag presented to me. So for me to say, I'm going to take the money, that's you. In all fairness, we can't say that answer. We can say what you would do, right? But what would they do? Because when it all boils down to it, even in this man interview on Kick Rock's podcast on Evan Mack's show, she said, I'll be back. Which that means Shirley knows it's about the legacy. My problem with that is that if you could go back, why not go back now? So we're going to find out this week coming up. What a great show. Thank you guys, as always, for being a part of what we do here on Unpop Review Entertainment, Unpop Review Wrestling. Any questions that did not get out there, they want to pop up here, we've got to hear. Yeah, that's a big question. If Cody loses, who's next for Roman? Seth? Because Seth's going to lose his title to Drew McIntyre. What else we got? Sorry, my bad. Hands off. She wants too much money. That's what they say. That's what they say. I respect Naomi more after the walkout. Why? And I've always said this, Vaughn, that was the worst decision for Naomi. In all fairness, in my opinion, Sasha did have a name for herself. Sasha was a former multiple, you know, she's known as the four horsewomen. That's my daughter's favorite and all. I get it. But Naomi's in that Liv Morgan category, if people want to be honest with you, as far as I'm concerned. She's not the same Naomi she once used to be. I hope she knows what she's doing, because AEW Women Division needs help. They need more than just her help. DC the Collector, I see he coming because he's AEW Supermart. Then Drew loses to Mr. Senior in the Bank. I don't think Mr. Senior in the Bank catches it and wins successfully. Personally, I think whatever ship they had for him to win that title, possibly, has sailed. That's just my opinion. I think you cannot do Drew that way. You cannot have Drew win and then lose that title. But here's the big thing about WrestleMania XL. Is this WrestleMania 40, y'all? This is the 40th year of WrestleMania. That's insane. At 10 was big. Well, 1 was big in itself. 10 was big in Madison Square Garden, the ladder match. 20 was big in Madison Square Garden, all the matches they had. Should have had a better Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar match, but hey.
Have the insights to do it.
Damn Goldberg fans. But WrestleMania 30, I mean, Daniel Bryan winning, the Yes Movement going over, Taker losing. What's big to happen at 40? So many possibilities, so many endless ways to go with this. I just know I'm here for the entire thing. The entire thing. I cannot wait. But listen, guys, my time is up. I want to go ahead and get up out of here. I want to just thank you guys. I thank King Von Jr. 301, King Von Jr. 301 podcast. Hold me down. 40 years of WrestleMania is, geez, I feel old. You, I've seen them all. Okay. Triple Mania broke the streak. Yeah. But that's my favorite stage of all time, though. The three X's. Y'all know why. Z is solid holding me down as well. Guys, listen. Go get the podcast as well. Don't just watch my pretty face. Go listen to me on your way to work. Share it with somebody. Just subscribe, okay, to the Mike Knox Show, BDSR Network, y'all. Holding us down, Unpop Review. Listen, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me and don't love God. And no, the Charlotte Flair. No, I'm just joking. It's the greatest. I'm like, women's wrestler. Oh, God, my kids came out of the woodwork. Of all time. Peace. You ready?
Ready?
Let's go!
At the Money Night Raw, what you getting in? Perfect Flex Radio, got him listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, or whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, just a one-stop shop. Matter of fact.